sometime in March to start up again to do, you know, once the weather is good enough that they can get out there and work the dirt and lay stone and do all the other things. Still looking at the same completion date. I know Garrett doesn't believe it, but that's the plan, and you know, we're going to try to stick to it as best we can. But any questions on the runway? Okay. The only other things that are going on, we did have a meeting with Deldas Consultants to go over the beginning part of the business plan development for the airport and do the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. They're in the process of putting that together to start on that program, and we'll know more as we go along. They're still working on an energy audit for the airport, and we're waiting to get the results on that, and probably use that as part of our budget planning for next year. Other than that, everything else was completed, I think, unless anybody's got any questions about things going on. Signage for the airport, Deldat did a review of all the signs that are supposed to be there, came up with several signs that are missing. This is directions to the airport. Came up with signs that are missing or damaged. We're going to get those replaced, and they're being made now. They did remove the sign over by Truck Route 9 and Route 9. It was confusing everybody. You know, and once they get all the signs, they'll put that up so it directs people to the terminal and the industrial park. We're not going to be able to add any signs. I guess the federal requirements are driving them down to fewer and fewer signs and closer to the airport. They can't put any direction signs farther than 3 miles away, so that's going to hurt us a little bit. Questions?
Does that mean they would remove the one at Five Points?
I don't think they'll remove it. They just won't replace it. I asked them why that wasn't in their inventory, and so that's more than 3 miles away.
Anything on lighting? You didn't mention anything about the airport lighting?
Well, the LED lights on 1028 is complete. We reported that last time. As part of the runway extension, 422 will get all brand new LED lights, but that's part of phase two of that.
I flew in a couple weeks ago and learned at night. Look good. Look real good. You see if there's improvement.
They make a difference.
They do.
Okay. Anything else for airport updates from anybody? Okay. Airport restaurant update. Garrett, you got listed here.
Yeah, it's growing increasingly likely that the current restaurant operator is going to close December 31st. And I was hoping there'd be someone here from the county to tell us what the plan is to, you know, to either replace that restaurant operator, when that might happen, and so forth. But Sam, have you heard anything?
All they remember.
I did talk to Todd Lawson today about it. The only thing I can really say in public is his lease is good through May 31st. You know, and right now it's a landlord-tenant type of a thing and not really for public consumption, but we are aware of it. We are working with the restaurant and making sure that we have a restaurant here and it's providing the services that we want. So it's being worked pretty hard, and you know, the restaurant's important to the county, so you know, not necessarily that restaurant, but a restaurant that serves the needs of the airport and the area. So
were there reasons given for the closing?
Say again,
it's lack of business.
Well, it's you know, that's between the tenant and the landlord.
Yeah, okay.
The purpose of bringing this up was not to talk about that specific situation, but more is, what does the county want out of that space? You know, what is it? You know, do they need input from the Pilots Association? Do they need input from us? Do they want any input, or do they just have their own vision of how to do it?
I would say that would be an appropriate thing to do for this committee to